For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Octadol. Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Octadol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, if you've been wondering about new developments in wash day products, here's sensational news I'm certain will surprise you. News that means a sparkling, clean wash for you. Deep cleaning Octadol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out graying dirt. Dirt left enclosed by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this news was demonstrated to women recently in actual washing demonstrations. And today, you can hear in her own words what one of the women present at such a demonstration saw. Listen to Mrs. Guy C. Wallace of Flushing, New York.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I just washed them with the leading suds the way you told me. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Octadol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. The dirty wash water showed me Octadol really can get out graying dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Wallace. And ladies, here's something you can do next wash day. Use deep cleaning Octadol and see for yourself how much dirt Octadol can get out of your clothes. And even more important, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Octadol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell wind-blown fresh and sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Octadol. Yet, Octadol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So to get your clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Octadol. Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Ask your dealer for Octadol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, yesterday, Faye got a long-distance phone call. Yes, from New York. And yes, it was from that young advertising executive, Spencer Grayson. Now, we remember how Spencer invited Faye to come eat for the holidays, and how Faye replied that she'd prefer to spend the holidays with the family, but why didn't he come out to visit her? Has the young gentleman accepted Faye's invitation? Well, that's what we learn now. It's lunchtime, and Ma and Faye are there in the kitchen.
All right, dear. Time for me to get back to the lumber yard so Cecil can go to lunch. Well, that's very nice, Mr. Grayson, deciding to come out and spend Christmas with us.
Yes, it is nice. And I'm such a mean, suspicious, nasty thing that I wonder why he's being so nice. Instead of being happy, I'm nervous.
Lane, that never occurred to you.
Oh, no, I don't think you said that seriously. You ain't really nervous. You're just... Well, you're still surprised.
Yes, I suppose that is the word. Surprised. But a little nervous, too.
Well, I suppose I'm female enough to be excited and fluttery and hateful, romantic. Oh, Ma, girls are so silly. Were you like this when you were a girl?
Oh, man, child, that was near half a century ago. I only wish that I could say I was like my face when I was her age.
Ma, you're marvelous. But don't you agree with this surprise? Spencer accepted my invitation, Lane.
Yeah?
After I got the phone call this morning, I went out and got his letters. Here it is December, and until his letter of last week, I hadn't heard from him since June. Now, out of a clear sky, he invites me to New York, and when I say I can't go, but that we'd be pleased if he'd like to come here, he says, yes, he's coming. Why should he take up with me again out of the clear sky?
Maybe it's more important to ask him why he stopped writing for that little while. It ain't hard to see why a young man would get interested now, sir. It's harder to see how he could lose interest.
Because I'm just a Miss America.
Oh, yes, yes, certainly.
Say. Oh, Ma. You're the best friend a girl's morale ever had. Don't go back to work. Hang around, tell me some more wonderful things about myself.
Well, I'd rather do that than go back to work. That's the stuff of Mrs. Lunch. One thing before I go, dear. Do you think it would be right for him to stay at a hotel like he told you to get a reservation? Don't you think it might be nice if he stayed here? We could give him Joseph's room.
Well, I was thinking about that, Ma. But all things considered, the hotel might be best, I think. He wouldn't be so dependent on us for his own comfort. And it might make it easier on you and me. You didn't stay at the hotel, Ma. The great Mr. Grayson can certainly afford to stay at a hotel.
Say, you do seem a bit, I don't know how to say it. But don't you really want Mr. Grayson to visit you?
Oh, darling. I do want to see Spencer Grayson. I want to see him very much. And that's the very thing I resent. Why should I start fluttering just because a man wants to come out and spend Christmas there?
Say, every time I figure that maybe I better speak to you about something, about yourself, a moment later I learn all over again how you don't need no speaking to. You know yourself real well. And more important, you're honest with yourself. That's fine, dear. And there is no cause for being resentful. It's natural that young men and young women should, well, turn to each other.
It goes deeper than that, Ma. If I didn't know myself so well, my own thinking, I'd just be happy and gay. Hooray, my old playmate Spencer's coming out for Christmas. Let's have a party. But it goes deeper than that. Must go deeper than that, or my feelings wouldn't be so mixed up. I'd have no feelings at all. But in words of one syllable, Ma, I don't want to reach. I don't just mean Spencer. I mean any man who comes within view from now on. You see, I might reach. And that's terrible. That's not me. I even hate the thought.
You're saying that you'd like to get married again, sir?
Isn't it terrible? Here I go along for months feeling that I've made a pretty good adjustment to everything. My life is not empty. And along comes a phone call, a letter, and I'm measuring myself for a bridal gown. I hate women.
Oh, Faye.
And I hate women on account of men. I just hate everybody, and most of all, myself.
Say, you never hated anything all the days of your life.
Why am I so fluttery? Do I want to get married? Yes. If I were married again, I'd be scared of all this nonsense. And there's Colette. And there's what Evie keeps telling me, that I'm not getting any younger. And here's another winter again, with gray skies, and maybe only 3 times a week. And I'm too old to go sleigh riding with a high school kid, and I'm not old enough to go to quilting bees with Mrs. Sweeney and Mrs. Peabody, and all this because Spencer Grayson, a very pleasant person, but a person I barely know, because he's decided he wants to come here for Christmas.
You know, Faith, I'm going to Lumberyard without saying another word.
Oh.
I got a feeling that you don't need no advice from me or anybody else. It's just patience, Carol. All in God's good time. Someday you will be married again, I reckon. But we can't rush these things. And so, when Mr. Jason gets here, enjoy yourself. Maybe you'd like to give some parties for him. You could take the car and drive him around. And it'll be Christmas Eve. That's nice right there. You could drive over to Fort Williams some evening.
Sure, that's where I intend to. Spencer is an awfully nice person, and while he's here, I want to make sure that he has a good time. Is that the front door?
Yes.
Oh, Jessie. Well, there we are. In the kitchen, Abby.
Hi.
Hello.
The boss started back yet. I'm here, too.
Really? I'm just leaving. Hi, kids.
Hi, Faye. Hi, Ma. You
hi,
and Ma, let's go. While we leave Evie to her business, which, as a matter of fact, it don't happen to be her business.
Well, go on. Nobody's stopping you. How many baby sisters have I got? Oh, say, is it really true? Will he be coming? I'm so excited.
Yes, Spencer Grayson will be here soon. That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you're here. Now I can answer all your questions at one time.
Well, I'm glad you can answer them, Faye, because I ain't been able to answer them. Which, nevertheless, don't stop Evie from asking me just the same. You ready, Ma? Let's go.
All right, Willie. It's nice seeing you. Let's come over again tonight. We can have a laundry visit.
Oh, I got nothing to do right now. I intend to have a real long visit right now with Faye.
Oh, golly.
Yes, Daddy.
You got the ball, Faye. See you next year. Come on, Ma. Out this way?
Yes. Goodbye, Tilly.
I'll do the marketing, Ma.
So long, Ma.
Bye.
Okay, so I wash the dishes while I submit to the cross-examination.
Oh, really, Faye. My goodness, the way you people all act like I'm a little child or something. True or false? It's time you got married again. True or false?
Oh, true. Every very true. All too true.
Well, there you are. A little child, after all. But tell me, honey. Oh, quit the dishes.
Oh.
Come on, sit down and get comfortable. Give me a cup of tea or coffee or something. Talk.
Evie, I love you. I love you, Dougie, Evie. All right, I'll give you some tea. Should we wait for the water to boil before we talk?
The water got nothing to do with it. Now, he's arriving when, say?
I don't know.
You don't know? But Willie said he called up on the telephone this morning. All the way from New York.
Evie, listen. Spencer Grayson will be here in a few days. Mm-hmm. He will stay at the Rustville Center House. He said he'll wire me as soon as he knows what day he can get away. I don't know if he's coming by train or dog foot. I don't know how long he'll stay. I don't even know why he's taking such an interest in me all of a sudden. I don't know if he wants to get married. I don't know if I want to marry him. Basically, I don't even know why he's chosen to come here. Anything else, Debbie?
But you took away all my questions. Those were the things I was going to ask you. Okay, please. Please, I beg you, don't be silly about this. Do you want to get married again or don't you?
I do. I want to get married. But, Evie, it does take two, you know.
Ladies, there's a new wash day thrill waiting for you the first time you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Because Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, floats graying dirt away, and gives you a wash that's sparkling clean. You can see what this means when you wash clothes with Oxidol. They're dazzling white and bright. You can feel they're soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And so Mr. Grayson is coming to Rustville Center. Why does he have an awakened interest in Fay all of a sudden? Well, that's what Ma finds herself wondering about tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.